Woo, GMAT. Yay.
Hello and welcome to episode 26 of the GMAT podcast.
Woo, GMAT.
That's mental!
Today's...
What the fuck is that?
Today's episode is brought to you by...
Pocket Casts.
Pocket Casts and Tiny Overcast.
Bill. He looked out the window and went,
I just had to think about it for a little bit.
The weather?
Well, I'll overlay that in
Matt, tell me about the most fucked up edit that he did last podcast.
Hold on. Aiden will talk more about Tiny Bill later.
I certainly will.
Keep going.
I told me about the most fucked up thing he did the last podcast we did. His laptop sometimes cuts off and we lose certain tiny bits of the podcast.
Just double checking that I was recording.
Right. Yeah. So he...
And it's because it's a shitty laptop and when it's not charged, when it's plugged in, it seems to go all right, but I didn't plug it in last week. Mm-hmm. So just when it records, sometimes the laptop just freezes for a little bit and you lose chunks.
Right.
But it could be like 30 seconds or it could be...
30 seconds.
Yeah, it could be 30 seconds or it could be two seconds. Lost a bit. Most of the time, it's just like, I can't tell, but it's I can see the two parts of the conversation stick together. So I'm like, that was probably about 5 seconds. Let's trim that to make it seem like... It happens more often than people would know.
There was a time, last time, we were talking about Uber fucking people over or taxis fucking people over. And I had said that there's a story in London about a girl that fell asleep in the Uber and she drove around the town. He drove around London. Right. But me saying that got cut out and Matt remembered what I said. So instead of just sort of figuring out a way, he recorded
By the way,
himself.
it wasn't instead of, I couldn't.
There was no way. It was gone. So he recorded himself saying, oh, yeah, yeah. And she drove him around the town and that. And then just stitched it in and it sounds, whoa. I didn't even know and I was part of the conversation.
It's right. Do you want me to play it for you?
If you can find it real quick.
Oh, I can find it real quick. I can.
Then
that's it. Ready?
Until the next day that I realized the guy charged me $60 to drive me a kilometer down the road. He really, really took advantage of me.
Mm-hmm. You hear horror stories of that. That's why Uber's so good. They send you, you get that email with your route.
Yeah.
So that girl, there's a story of the girl in London who fell asleep in the back of an Uber.
Like circles around the block and then
took her home. She was like, look at this.
When he said circles around the block, that was him sitting at his desk like 2 days
just
later.
Just doing it after?
It sounds like we cut each
seamless,
other off a lot.
Seamless, that's...
We actually never cut each other off in this podcast. Yeah. It's just Matt edits that way.
Yeah.
He's not here when we record it. It's just me and Aiden sitting in a room and he does his stuff post.
We're actually all in
single rooms.
It's like
a Disney
rooms.
Movie. Yeah.
I genuinely thought, because there was absolutely no reason for me to cut you off there, it was rude, and I was like, people are going to think I'm so rude to just take
the
over.
The whole thing is just us cutting each other.
Well, but like in that bit, I just took over his story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, oh, yeah, yeah, and she went around the block. Like, that's the punchline of his story, and I took it.
Whatever.
But I took it in post.
At least the story got a punchline.
He didn't seem to mind.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was happening.
No, of course.
So that's
the way it comes back, you're like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't know it was happening.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on, Ben? You've been in a bit of a weird mood.
Yeah, he's really steamed in there.
Let me tell the audience what happened. You're a cunt. Keep going. No. You've just been in a... You're in a different mood.
He came in, he shit on your Christmas tree.
You're like Buzzy. No, the Christmas tree.
What do you mean I shit
fine.
On it?
You came in, you're like, I think it's really cute that you're single.
I said it's heartwarming. That he's... I don't know what's... How is that shitting on it? I said it's heartwarming because even when there was three of us living in an apartment...
Yeah, but you're like a stinky bachelor. You're like a real... You would have been like a real bachelor.
And I'm a saucy bachelor.
He's a saucy bachelor.
Don't just fucking... What is that? That means nothing.
You're like a real true bachelor. Matt's not a true bachelor.
What is a true bachelor?
Like,
Define a true bachelor for me.
Like, I don't know. We're single men. We don't need a Christmas tree. The woman will do that for us.
Jesus.
Well, I actually
think
like
we've
Christmas
gone off,
a lot.
I think we've gone off the rails.
It was just laziness that I didn't put one up. Yeah. But it was a couple
now?
Times in a row. I did one the first
do you
year.
Put one
and
up
then
now?
Yeah. I couldn't be bothered. Well, I didn't put it up.
Did I tell you?
But it was a small apartment. We didn't really have the room, so I couldn't get a nice big Christmas tree without blocking a large portion of the lounge off. So when I saw this, I was like, "Oh, he's living alone, so it's only him that's going to see it."
I have people over.
I see it.
Yeah, every now and then.
See it. So,
but
I don't know what the.
Yeah. But you know, it's not going to be. It's not like you've got your family coming over Christmas morning to open presents that you've put underneath it.
True.
It's just so you can see it here, and people come over and see it here
because it's Christmas.
And then I thought that's heartwarming. You're living here alone, but you still went to the effort. It's fully decorated. I mean, you're missing a star at the top.
When I
but
saw
maybe
it,
we can
I
sort
said,
it out.
When I saw it, I was
I
like,
know,
"Nice
I know.
Christmas tree." And he was like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "It's just a you know, there's no overall theme."
Well, the theme is Christmas.
And he was real mad at that.
What do you mean?
Because I really tried.
I think he did a good job.
He said theme, but originally he said scheme. And I was like, I put so much effort making sure that the different colors weren't together and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
like there wasn't a green ball next to a green ball.
You could maybe go some lights and a star on top.
There are lights. I just need the batteries and the star.
Batteries?
I realized when I looked at it, I was like, something's not right. A star.
Sorry, batteries.
Because he's got the. You remember the lights that were in the sunroom with which are just like
fairy just lights. Copper wiring and like lights. It looks cool, but then I can run it off batteries instead of having to plug it in because there's nothing to plug it
now,
in.
Now, hang on. This conversation started with Aiden saying, "I came in here and shat on your Christmas tree."
Yeah,
I came in and said it was heartwarming, and he went, "Well, there's no overall theme," and I'm the one who's getting fucking thrown under the bus here.
I didn't say that. I said it was fine. I said it was.
All right.
I'm with you.
Well, let's stacks on Aiden then, because that was bullshit.
Yeah, come on, stacks on.
Aiden has a nice tree. His ass. I was
I would never have done my tree.
Last week, I was feeling I don't know why. There was one day there, I was just feeling down, and I was feeling lonely, and I was like, I need some
Christmas tree.
Yeah. I need some Christmas spirit in my house. And that's what I did. I did some Christmas spirit. I don't want to be that fucking weird dude who lives alone and then doesn't have Christmas.
Yeah, that's a thing. You need to have Christmas.
I think you got to. I'm learning how to live alone.
You can't be a hermit.
It's not crazy easy.
You can't be a hermit.
Exactly. So I'm trying to do things.
Like, I live alone. I don't want to do what everybody else in the world's doing. Just put the fucking Christmas tree up.
I think about Barbara from Rooster Teeth and how she lives alone. She loves it. She thrives. But I gotta make sure still cooking and sitting down to eat dinner and
doing the things. I can't imagine I'd be very good at living alone.
I'm getting there. It's not. It's weird. It's easy to fall into like hermity habits.
Yeah.
Like for so long I just didn't open curtains, and I was like, I need to open curtains.
Yeah, and it's like I'm assuming it's pretty easy to fall into like things a depressed person would do. If you're living with in a house full of people and you don't cook and you sit on the couch and you don't do anything.
That's why I started working out. I was like, I need to be doing something regular. I want to go for walks because I feel like I want to make sure I get outside. Because some days I edit and I play video games and I don't have to go to work. It's like I just don't leave the house. And so I need food. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, if I need to leave to get food, but that doesn't always line up on one of my days off.
This is why I get to take Charlie for a walk every day.
Yeah, lucky. Mm. I want to go for runs, but you were saying I'm too fat for that.
Is that true?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a qualified personal trainer. I'm too fat to
run. My knees hurt a lot when I run.
It's the knees. The knees is a problem.
It's really fucking bad. And when they say that a kilo is like 7 kilos on your knees, and then when you run, each kilo is a lot more than 7 kilos on your knees. I don't know how that makes sense, but that's what my doctor said.
Mm.
My doctor.
It's just a lot of force.
It's real bad for you.
Yeah.
My knees suck. I need to lose so much weight.
I don't really want to go for a run, but sometimes I think, because you know, I was like, I don't want to run. Can I do weights and stuff? Because I find that interesting. And you were like, yes, that's a fine way to lose weight. And you gave me some program stuff. And then there's been a couple of days where I've been like, I can't be bothered doing weights. I want to go for a run. Mm. I think I just get bored of whatever I'm doing.
But it's good to mix it up.
Yeah. So
this is why the gym is helpful.
I hate the gym.
I hate the gym.
I really enjoyed it. I went one free session with him, with Ben. I shouldn't say him on the podcast and point to him. With Ben.
Well, you
I went
didn't for go a free session.
And I had a horrible time, but I loved every second of it.
Yeah, horrible time in terms of actually moving heavy shit sucks sometimes, but...
Well, I've never gone to the gym with a person who knows what they're doing.
I don't like going to the gym.
And he was like, pull this thing, push that thing. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm not just like awkwardly looking at the instructions of the weights on the weight kit.
Yeah, I'm not just like on a treadmill because I'm scared to go to everything else. That's what I did.
Yeah. So when I get some money, I might sign up to that gym. Hammers. They were nice. They were nice. And the people were nice.
Yeah, you want
that. I didn't feel weird at that gym. And it wasn't packed and gross. And
well, it's big, yeah. So everyone just kind of goes and does their own
thing. The last gym I went to was the Deakin University gym. And it's full. It's very small, and it's full of like
Muslims.
No.
That's what he was gonna say, everybody.
Yeah, I mouthed it. Like you know how every person that's studying sport at university is fit and looks great. It's full of them.
Makes sense.
It's full of them. And I got like a free personal trainer, and I was like, okay. And then he was a bit of a cunt, so I never wanted to go.
Why are they there?
Personal trainers.
No, like fit people. They're done. It should just be fat people.
Stop going.
You get fit.
you should stop.
Fitness complete. Time to do everything.
Yeah.
I went to the gym. When I was at the gym at that, I went for my very first session and I couldn't. I was so bad. We did, you know, a whole lot of stuff. You know, it was weird.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It was cool. You know, I enjoyed it. He was a bit of a cunt, but not a cunt in terms of he was a bad person. It was just that his personal training technique was, do it! Do it! And I'm just not okay with that. I left and I felt so terrible. My car was parked like four stories up. I sat in the car park just around the corner from the gym, like dazed up against one of the poles. And this woman came past. And this was like after, you know, it was maybe 6 o'clock on a Friday. This woman came past. She was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, And then she was like, "All right, cool." And she walked away. And then she must have gone into the gym because my personal trainer came out and he was like, "Hey, dude, how you going?" And I was like, I like got up and was like clearly not okay. And I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine." And just sort of stumbled my way upstairs.
How long after your session was that?
Like 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like I was having a stroke. It was, yep. I was so exhausted. He had pushed me so far past my limits that my body was shutting down.
When I was driving home from my session with Ben, I was like, I had to keep like blinking really hard.
That's what it was.
And I had to like wind down the window to get air in my face so I didn't fall asleep.
You're that tired.
I was just,
tired feeling. It's like a
passing. I held his arm like a dainty 1930s dame.
Yeah.
To get down the stairs.
It's not, it just feels like I was 100% depleted, which I'm sure is not a good thing, but also is a good thing because I felt like I had done something correctly.
I feel like maybe that was probably too much. If you were like something, that, but you, I mean, you kept going. Like you didn't say like, "Oh, give me a minute" at any point. So
his technique for training is a little different from that guy. It's just laughing at me. I was just laying on my back, going, and he's going, "Ha ha, ha. All right, pull this."
Yeah, I mean, he's laughing because it's funny, but he's also giving you time to rest. My trainer didn't give me time to rest.
It was very early on in the session where we did something. It was like dead weight or something. No, it was squatting with the weight, with the thing, with the bar on my shoulder. And I hadn't stretched or anything. And I just, it was just like electric down my thighs. And I went, "Oh, they're gone." Like, and they were gone for good. And I was like, I really should have stretched because I didn't pull something, but I hurt. My muscle. Maybe
stretching, but I thought we warmed up.
I don't think we did really.
Well, we just did bodyweight squats with no weight whatsoever to start.
Yeah, but it was my legs. I needed to stretch my thighs or something.
Stretch them out, you reckon?
Yeah, yeah. Because it went too early. It was like within the first set.
Do you ever do them normally?
No. Okay. But I can squat. I can squat and dick about my legs. Well,
how do you know
legs.
If you never do them?
Well, I mean, I can do them. And I was doing them.
You say that. But then you start actually doing squats.
No, but I mean, I was doing it in my home sessions before I went to the gym, which I've been doing for like, I don't know, a week or so before this. But putting the weight on and it, yeah.
That's what
would you say?
I said full on ass to grass.
Ass to grass.
My cousin is a bodybuilder. We don't speak to him anymore, but he's a bodybuilder. It's a long story. Anyway, he was
the
trying
Greeks,
to get...
am I right?
Yeah.
I don't trust the way they dance. It's Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Keep going. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail that.
Whatever. It was about dancing. It wasn't. It's just he used to, like, I was not as fat as I am now when he was living. It was maybe 4 years ago. And he used to, like, come and grab me and take me to the park and make me just run laps. And he'd stand in the middle. It was horrible. Maybe that's why I hate exercising.
I think you seem like you've had a lot of abusive people training.
I've had a lot of bad experience exercising. And I really want to exercise, but every time I do it, I hate it. And my dad has like this setup in the he's not a skinny man either, and he works out in the garage, and he was like, "Come outside with the garage with me," and then I couldn't do as much as he could do, and then he was annoyed that I had, and it was just like, oh my god, exercising is the worst. People that exercise are the fucking worst people on the planet. But it turns out they're really not. It's just I've only picked out the bad ones.
When I was pissed, I was talking to my stepdad and Shep about how I've been working out that, and I was like, "Oh, I can do push-ups now," which I just couldn't at whatever point it was. And I was talking about how I did that bet with you for $20 or whatever because you didn't think I could do 5. Nailed it, easy $20.
Yeah.
And then I was like, "I bet I can beat you." He beat the shit out of me.
Did he really?
Yeah.
But he's a tradie.
Yeah, yeah. But he hasn't been on
the tools properly.
No, not for a long time.
But he still works with his hands all the time.
Yeah.
Like he's out and about lifting stuff because he trains TAFE kids, doesn't he?
He wouldn't do as much as he does
day to day.
Being active has a pretty good, just being genuinely active.
And he is. He does exercise and stuff, but
yeah,
like old man exercise. I go for a walk with a dog kind of thing. Not like weights and shit.
So just mobile.
But he killed me. He killed me. To do weights and he was like, "You'll give me one day, little fella." And I was like, "Yeah, you fucking cunt."
No, that sucks. I hate that. That's so demeaning.
I think I called him a cunt as well. Piece of shit.
Did you have a good laugh at that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can beat my dad in push-ups.
He's a fucking good egg.
Yeah, Rob.
I've never really spoken to Rob that much.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Ben came down when we did a... We toured that first show, Dais.
Yeah.
And we went to Shep. And Ben and Beck and Holly and me went down. And we all stayed at mine. And
but also, I went up there for a birthday one time of yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've met them every time they come down.
Them all the time yeah. when we do shows, yeah.
When they, Rob because he usually builds the sets for
yeah,
us.
Yeah. When we were in Shep, you were going on and on and on about... Ben was going on and on and on and on about how he wanted to go to this restaurant.
The one this restaurant, he's
always... No, he's always wanted to go to this place.
No.
In Shepparton?
Yeah. Do you know what it was?
No.
Fucking Pizza Hut.
Oh, the 24-hour, well, the all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut.
All-you-can-eat. See, there's a difference. Yeah. We have Pizza Hut out here yeah, all in you can the
eat
city. Pizza Hut,
but, okay, I have a thing about all-you-can-eat.
Here he goes.
I can already pretty... Every restaurant to me is pretty much all-you-can-eat. Because I can only really ever finish one plate.
Right.
I'm fat. I just eat a lot of plates, but they're like 40 minutes apart. So I'm at a restaurant and I'm eating my food. I'm full. I don't want to eat more than I can. And especially with pizza, people get pizza. People's like, oh, I finished a whole large pizza. I can have maybe 3 slices of pizza before I'm absolutely full.
Really?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It's $15 a plate. It's like, you might as well.
Yeah, but then, but I don't.
Or
I don't
the, just eat pizza and pasta and stuff.
But see, if you go to a restaurant, you go to Pizza Hut. Let's take this 3 pizza slices of stomach room that you have.
Okay.
You can have half a slice of pizza, a little plate of spaghetti for yourself. You can get...
ice cream.
Ice cream as well, with 3 different toppings on each little bit of ice cream.
Salad if you're all
And then
creep.
You can get some salad as well. And you just divide it down salad. into portions that will make you full.
That is not appealing to me.
No.
No, it will make you feel sick. You'll absolutely feel sick.
But I don't
bit of garlic
think,
bread.
I don't think that the I could have half a pizza and then I'm gonna throw it away and then I'm gonna have some pasta and then I'm gonna have
no. It's not bad. You don't get like a piece of pizza and then throw shit away.
No, but it's like I don't really care about having a slice of pizza, then having one type of pasta, then having another type of pasta, then going for some ice cream. I want
that's
food that I want.
I have always found that the problem with going to a restaurant is you sit down and you have to decide. You look at the menu and like, what do I want? Because I can't have everything. No, when you go to all you can eat Pizza Hut, you can have literally everything.
We must go to restaurants different.
Well, it's
when
like
I go to a restaurant, I often order shit for the table. And then everybody chooses something they desperately want, and then you get something that everybody thinks they're gonna like.
Fingers in my food?
No.
Okay, but then
you're eating with your fingers. I'm not a fucking animal. You just then go, hey, you pass me that, put something on your plate, eat that.
So that's like if you're talking like starters, entree, and a main meal and a dessert.
For Greek food you do that, for Asian food you do that, for that's pretty much really all they go to a restaurant for.
Yeah, it makes
but then you got 6 people and you get 4 spring rolls.
No, see, you're not stupid.
I just think
you got 6 people and you know they come with 4, so you get 2 serves.
Then you got 2 left over.
Great. So somebody gets 2 of those, somebody gets the 2 last dumplings, somebody has a little bit more rice.
Who wants to sit there doing maths all night?
No,
you can have an entree, a main and dessert for $15. I think that's pretty.
Okay, so it's a cheap meal.
That's value you can't beat.
But all you can eat is just flawed.
I love a buffet. I love a all you can eat.
The thing about the all you can eat Pizza Hut that I didn't realize as a child, but I realized when we went there, is really you're going to enjoy the value. You're not going to enjoy the meal itself.
The meal's going to be bad.
Yeah, it was a bad meal.
I needed to leave. I was like, we need to go home because it's I'm going to lose my stomach.
Yeah.
I was like, we need to go. And I didn't even get all
the way
home.
Do you get free refills on your soft drinks?
Oh, yeah,
of course.
Well, that's exciting.
That's your...
I like a free refill.
You're a big fan of Hungry Jack's.
Do you get free refills at Hungry Jack's?
I believe so. It was when I worked there.
Definitely Subway, if you get a large Subway.
Oh, do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never eaten at Subway.
Yeah, I don't like sitting down and eating.
Nah.
What do you mean?
I don't like... If I'm going to Subway, I'm going to wherever.
Oh,
I'm
not you're going to go to Takeaway.
But if I'm going to a restaurant...
I don't really like to sit down at McDonald's.
What is it about Macca's that's better?
What do you mean?
It's probably nicer. McDonald's is the nicest inside of most of them. Like, Hungry Jack's still has really shitty plastic booth chairs.
Yeah.
KFC is always dirty. McDonald's is just a higher standard.
Who thought you'd ever hear that sentence? McDonald's is just a higher standard.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
I don't want to cut through this conversation. Speaking of high standards. Yay.
Random text messages from GMAP.
This is the third episode. Sorry, third episode. Third segment installment of
the segment,
random text messages from GMAT. Who's going to go first?
I'll
finish this off because I've got a little game to play.
Okay,
but you guys go first.
I got one that said
maybe two each and save some for the next one.
She's a monster with low hanging boobs. Keeps her lap fucking warm. Nothing normal about those burlap sacks.
I did not send that to you, did I?
Yeah.
Good fucking God.
It's funny though.
Can you read that again?
She's a monster with long hanging boobs. Keeps her lap warm. Nothing normal about those burlap sacks.
That sounds like a Leonard Cohen song.
I drunk? I've never. I can't even picture that coming out of my mouth.
You can picture who it's about though.
No, I really can't. I can't think. Don't say it either because I don't want to have to cut
it
out.
Say it, but you know exactly who it is. Just think back.
Is this from a long, long time ago?
No.
Is this from
sometime this year?
Okay. I'll ask you later. Is it? No. Fuck, then I don't know. I got no idea. That was a great
same
one.
Line.
Hey, for anyone who's wondering why he's not giving context, it's random text messages.
This is random text messages.
There's no context.
And that's the truth.
Yeah, fuck. Hey, Ben.
If I get cancer or end up like a ghoul from Fallout, that's the price I pay.
That's a goodie.
That was from today.
Yeah.
What's from today?
Bears are like the bouncers of the forest.
Say that again.
Bears are like the bouncers of the forest.
That's fucking deep.
That's true. I can't even remember saying it. Wait,
do you want to get each other's names tattooed on our ass?
And they meant it too. I thought it'd be really funny, but Aiden's gay, so it might have more implications in your life.
No, I just don't want to. I don't want Matt tattooed on my asshole.
But wouldn't that be funny? Not asshole. Your asshole.
Like the real G Matt.
Just on your cheek, on your one cheek, Matt, on my cheek, Aiden. I think it'd be so funny. Would you do it? Will you get my name tattooed on your ass if I get your name tattooed on mine?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't want to be left out.
We could do a three-way.
Everybody gets... I get Matt, Ben. You have to... You're just both cheeks, one on one on the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because I know that there's a girl I did a show with, and she's an artist, and she's been practicing her thing.
An artist.
So yeah, I want to go to her, because she'll write something on me for free. You know? She's good. I've seen some of her stuff that she does, but writing words isn't a big fucking problem.
No.
Yeah. I don't need a font or anything. Just write Ben. Even if it was my handwriting, I couldn't give a fuck. So yeah, I'm down for that if you're down. Anyways, you give one more and then I think
the context is sort of in the message. I got it out of nowhere and it was one of those ones where this is the only text between us on the day.
Mm-hmm.
You sent it out of nowhere and I didn't respond.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday the 1st of December, 10:20 p.m. I placed the head of my penis on your kombucha bottle and laughed hysterically.
Was that the other day?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Why did you do that?
All right, did you want to finish this off with one more?
Yeah.
You looked like you had one on the tip of your tongue. On the teeth.
It says, is your grandma going to suck you off?
Did she?
Yeah. No.
Ah, fuck. All right, I've got one.
Not for lack of trying.
I figured. Let's. Yeah. You know, it's a random text message from GMAT, but GMAT's more of an
idea. Did you figure this, or was it the idea that I had on the podcast last week?
More of an idea. It's more of a state of.
I don't know.
How did you come up with this stuff?
I have no idea.
GMAT's more of a state of mind. So, yeah, right. So I got two random texts. Now these.
Oh, we've
got
to figure out who.
The point of this game is it could be two texts from you, it could be two texts from him, or it could be a text from each of you.
And are they recent? Will I remember?
Well, that's part of the game. Okay. I'm not going to say when it's from. Okay. I'm just going to read them out. And don't. I'll give you both of them, and then we'll discuss.
Okay.
Okay.
The first text message says,
"I assume that we have different texting styles. This should be easy, but I don't know."
The first text says, "Soon your boobs will be a distant mammary, MAMMORY."
That's very funny.
Soon your boobs will be a distant mammary.
That's very funny.
The next text is, "I'm very fat. I mean, I'm very fat. I mean, gay."
What? Yeah, well, that's one of each.
Well, I know the second one's me. I know.
I assume the second one's you.
And I said it in the Captain Raymond Holt. Very cool. I mean, awful. I'm very fat.
So what about soon? Your boobs will be a distant mammary.
I don't know. I think that's more Ben. Ben likes wordplay. I think first Ben, second Aiden.
Yeah.
You agree?
I agree.
Points all round.
Oh, well done. Yes, thank you.
Everyone's on the board now.
That was great stuff. That was random text. From GMAT.
Random text messages from GMAT.
I want to talk about something.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit cautious about talking about this because it could be a little mean.
To me?
No, to a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about it.
But we'll talk about it. We'll get through it all, and then afterwards you can say if it's appropriate to put it in or not. I will not mention this girl's name.
So it's a girl.
It's a girl.
There we go.
I'm not going to mention her name. And
we're through the looking glass now.
I will say before I get into it that it's
What is a looking glass?
It's I'm just having a laugh. I'm not actually making fun of her or anything.
Yep.
I think it all had very sweet intent, and she's a dedicated fan.
Oh my god, get to the fucking story.
All right, so I get this I get a message. I often get messages from people on Facebook that, like, just every now and again someone will send me a message saying, "Oh, I love your content. Thanks." And I'll send them back a message like, "Thanks very much." I try to respond to everyone. I try to respond to every comment, every message. And sometimes that turns into a short conversation of like 3 or 4 back and forth messages that I try and cut off pretty quickly because I don't want to sit around and talk, you know, have conversations with everybody. I don't have time. I'm a very busy person.
Yeah, well, you will not have time if you have a conversation with 10,000 people every day.
Yeah. So I get this message from this girl. Mm. And it's the basic thing. Oh, I really like your videos, blah, 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 blah. And I sent her a message back and I said, "Thank you. To make this story work, I'm going to have to give her a fake name."
Angela.
Okay, yeah. So let's say her name's Angela. I said, "Thank you very much." And she said Angela. So I called her Ange. I gave her the nickname, the shortened version of her name. Yeah. And I was like, that'll come up again later. Keep that in your mind.
Okay, so you called
her Ange. Thank you, Ange. Really great to appreciate
this
it.
It's like a Penn and Teller trick. I got to remember some stuff.
Like, make sure you share the content with your friends, all that. And then she sends me a screenshot of her share she made. And she goes, "Already done." Cool. It's left for about 10 minutes. I get another message. It's like, "I just got to say, I'm really starstruck. You know, it's really cool that you message it back." Mm-hmm. And I sent her a message back, something like, don't be starstruck at all. I'm hungover on my couch editing a podcast. I'm not
a superstar.
Yet. And then she responded back with, "Oh, you've got a podcast." This is where she sent me a voice memo, which could seem a bit weird, but there was a guy I was talking to who was giving me advice on Facebook growth, and I was giving him advice on YouTube. And he sent me voice messages. So then she sent me a voice message. I just think maybe that's how people
sometimes people communicate. Like to communicate if they're driving. Sometimes I send a voice message.
Yeah,
if I'm driving.
So he would send me like a minute voice message of whatever, and then I'd send him one back. So I wasn't weird about it when she sent me that. And she was just like, she said, "I really love your content. I think it's absolutely amazing."
That narrows it down.
Yeah.
So she's from Britain.
She's from the UK. And I was like, and it was really, so I sent her one back and it was like, "Thanks, Ange. You know, just the usual things. Thanks for taking the content. And yes, like the podcast is the GMAT podcast. Go check it out, blah, blah, blah." Yeah. And then she sent me 4 or 5 voice messages in a row.
Oh, no.
And it was bizarre. It was like...
Do you still have them? I want to hear them.
Yeah, I'll show you after the podcast for sure. It was like... I'll show you the whole thing.
Yeah, cool.
It was just... It was like, "Oh, I really love podcasts. I'm drunk. Sorry, I'm really drunk. I'm sending you all these messages. I listen to a lot of murder podcasts. I really like murder podcasts." I was like, okay.
I love murder podcasts.
There was a couple... Yeah. When I show it to you, lady, there was a few other strange... Like, just things that slipped in that I was like, that just sounds just a little bit strange. And at one point, she was like... She was just talking. She's like, "Oh, your videos are so funny. I really love your humor. Who's your favorite murderer?" And then she was like, "I mean, like, like horror movies, because I know you're into horror games and that life. I really like Freddy." And it went on like that. And anyways, I managed to like end it. Like,
is this person a serial killer?
That's what I'm concerned about. No, she's not. She actually she was pretty sweet, but. I needed
was Jeffrey Dahmer.
I needed to end the conversation, so I did a thing like, I'm quite busy, blah blah blah. She messaged me back a couple of days later and was like, "I really apologize for that. I was super drunk. I sent you these. I just sent you a bunch of random, and I was, you know, that vodka will do that." And I was like, "No worries, Ange. You know, I'm glad you had a good night. Thanks for, you know, the same shit I always do." Then the next day, she sends me a screenshot of a conversation she's having with her friend, where she said something to her friend, and then her friend said something back that was a little bit rude. She sent me a screenshot of that, just out of context, like, "Oh, you want to go out Friday night? No, I don't want to go out with you because last time you were drunk, you were being an idiot," or something like that. It was like just something out of context that I didn't understand. She goes, "Do you think this bitch is being really rude?" And I was like, why am I,
oh God,
why are you sending me this message? And then I said, "Sorry, Angela, I don't want to get involved." And then she came back with, "What happened to Ange?" You're not calling me Ange.
Oh my God.
The conversation, I can't remember how I finished it, but it was something like, it was, she messaged you back and said, "Sorry about all the creepy messages and stuff. Hope you keep up the great work." And I was like, "Thank you, Ange." And she was like, "Oh, great. I'm back to Ange." And she's like, "Oh, I know I said I wouldn't ask you, but I got to ask you one question. What's your favorite horror? What's your favorite films? Like, what's your top 5 films?" And I just haven't responded now. It's very sweet. That she cares and she's sending messages. but I don't have time.
She sounds like
I don't have time to
a
just
psychopath.
Like, I don't have time to just no. I don't want to because I don't want to make her feel bad. But
I'm just don't worry about making somebody feel bad for the moment. This may not even be in, but from what you told me yeah. from that story, she yeah. sounds like she's fucking scary. I'm afraid of that person.
You'll hear. She doesn't seem scary. She just seems a little.
What's your favorite movie? And what happened to calling me Ange? Okay. What happened to calling me Ange?
What was that?
Sorry, what was... Oh, great. I'm back to Ange.
It was a little strange. So, Ange, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm probably not going to respond to your messages, but I appreciate all your...
Donate to the Patreon.
You're like, yeah. I mean, how much do you want to kill me? Are you subscribed to the Patreon or not?
Like, do you want to cut his... Like, do you, are you trying to make a mad skin suit? Because that's frightening.
Got to cut out my last name. I mean, you can find it anywhere, but we don't need that just easily accessible for... Anyways.
A-D-E-A.
I changed my last name on Facebook. Don't try and find me. What are you? You're very quiet, man. I'll show you the audio. I'll show it audio later.
Oh, I don't doubt you will.
Because it's pretty intense.
Sounds intense.
It went back and forth between sweet and weird. I was like, oh, yeah, she's just loves the content.
Doesn't that just highlight how you keep convincing myself that there's nobody spooky on the internet because you know how your parents go somebody can kill you and you're like oh, it's never gonna happen, shut up, and then you get a whole lot of followers and then a really frightening person. She may not be really frightening, but the story is quite frightening.
I looked at her Facebook profile. She seemed fairly normal.
Mm-hmm.
She got married recently. Her wedding photo's up.
How old is she?
I thought she was 16. That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
no,
I thought she
like, was like 16, 17. Mid-20s probably it looked like.
And she's getting that drunk.
Yeah.
That's a bit weird.
She was drunk at home. She was saying, oh, I really love your accent. And I'm like, have you ever done radio? I've always wanted to do radio, but I hate my voice. She actually had a really nice voice. She sounded like.
It'd be nice to hear her. Don't worry about it.
She sounded exactly like Macy Williams from Game of Thrones.
Okay. Is it the kind of voice that you would be okay with if it's the last thing you heard on Earth? That was the joke I was trying to make before.
It's all right. We're oceans apart
for now.
She could have just been putting the accent on.
If I ever get assassinated, that's
Is she? Can I have your computer?
Why?
If you get assassinated?
Oh yeah, sure.
Great.
Real G Aiden.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Real Jaden podcast.
Got any thoughts?
Yes. I don't know. She sounds
definitely keep this in.
Like she was just a bit drunk and. Maybe bored on whatever night it was.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, this is the real GMAT? This isn't some fucking just regular GMAT. You're responding like, hey, thanks, check out the content. Just go to the Patreon. You're missing great content like this. And all of a sudden you responded. So she's drunk. A little bit more, you know, open. And then all of a sudden this world famous celebrity, the real GMAT, has messaged her.
A pretty big deal.
What are you going to do?
Maybe.
Of course you're going to message back.
It is a cool snapshot into somebody else's brain.
Yeah. The bit where you're like, huh. The thing with these sorts of people is, like, think of someone that you're a massive fan of, is you feel like you know them on some level because you've consumed so much of their content. So you feel like you can jump straight into a conversation with them if the opportunity presented itself.
That is true.
So all of a sudden, it's the real GMAT. Oh, I've watched hours and hours of his content. She hadn't listened to the podcast at that point, but you got streams, you got all your videos, all that sort of shit. So she's like, I know this guy. I'll just jump in. He likes scary movies. Hey, what are your fucking favorite scary blah blahs? And, you know, she wants to talk to you because she likes your stuff. So, immediate connection on her side. But to you, it's just someone you've never heard popping up on your phone.
That's a really good message tone.
Thanks. Nice. And so now you're like, oh, sorry, who is this? I don't know. What's your deal? Who are you? And then you send that off and that's fine. And
that was incredible.
And then again, she sends back a thing. You're like, all right, Jesus, that was just a nice message from your side. But she's like, well, we're in a conversation now. We're best friends.
Yeah, yeah. The weirdness only really was when she was drunk. The thing about murder podcast and who's your favorite murder, that was all when she was drunk. The only weird thing that she did when she wasn't drunk was that. No. That was kind of, I get it. Like, maybe she doesn't have a lot of friends. So I don't know. I'm not going to assume that over. But that was what it was when she said, what happened to Ange? Like, what happened to my nickname? I'm like, all right.
That's funny. Like, we were never friends.
Cool down.
Yeah, but that's probably what Ben's saying. We were never friends, but she knows a lot. And she's, you're like a daily thing to her. You've never thought about this person before, but she's like, has he posted a new video? Maybe. And she watches you all the time. So when she establishes a friendship very quickly.
She'd only just found me as well. Like, she'd watch me very quickly. But yeah, I would have a conversation with, like, Knick Knack or...
But, like, we played...
Or who's the other fucking... Ken Lee. What's his name?
Kieran Lee.
We watched...
Like, I would talk to those guys.
But... We watched 10 Pay Money Wubby videos
yeah.
the day that you showed me Pay Money Wubby. And if I could talk to Pay Money Wubby that day, I'd probably be more excited than I would be right now.
Yeah, true. So, I think... I don't know.
What happened to Ange thing is...
Right.
Well, it's a bit weird, but if you think about it, it's her just basically she's saying like, oh, have I fucked up or are you mad or something? Because yeah, you go from having a back and forth and she's like, oh, what's... Hey, G-Matt, you're a pretty funny guy. You're lighthearted. Whoa, it's a real G-Matt. What do you reckon about this then, hey? And then you're like, I don't want to get involved, Angela. And you're like, whoa, oh, sorry. Yeah, and so her being like, are you mad at me? But she's like, well, we're not that close. I know that, but I still want to ask if he's mad. She's like, oh, what happened to Ange?
I didn't even say Angela because of anything like that. It was just because I like when I talk to people, it's really nice when you use their names. I like when people talk to me and they say my name when they talk to me. So I
But you went from Ange to Angela and I'd be like, all right, we need to make this a bit more
formal.
Because
the conversation was a day apart. I just forgotten that I was giving her a nickname, you know.
Yeah.
So no, Ange, I'm not mad at you. I'm not weird. I don't feel weird. Don't fire me.
She probably doesn't even watch your shit anymore.
No, she probably gave up very quickly.
I'm going to do the ad read right now.
Yeah, speaking of great people who might want to kill me.
We'd like to remind you that this episode of the GMAT podcast brought to you by the independent developer and publisher, Tiny Bill. Who made games?
Little bits.
Who made games like Hello Neighbor, Speedrunners, Clusterstruck, Gots of Gory, Party Hard, and Punch Club. For more information, follow at Tiny Build on Twitter and visit tinybuild.com. Thank you, Tiny Build, for supporting this episode of the GMAT podcast.
A genuine thank you.
And a genuine one at that.
Long time supporters.
Heartfelt.
First time listeners.
Yeah. First time listener. Long time listener. First time caller. We should do one of those. Remember, I can't remember who did it. They bought a mobile phone and put the number out on their live stream so people Wubby. Could just call. Was it Wubby?
Yeah.
We should do it.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'll talk about that later. There's something I want to talk about at the very end. But first, let's finally,
can we just cut the shit and get to...
A story about that all three of us were involved in. We always tell stories on the podcast.
Wow.
We got hammered last Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And what a fucking night it was. I enjoyed that tremendously.
I said in the afternoon...
I was the one that got off the best, by the way.
In the afternoon, I said, I want to be a problem for my Uber driver. And you guys delivered.
It was after the last podcast, we made the plans.
Yeah, that's true.
We did the podcast. I went to work for 2.5 minutes and then we went to Ben's.
We follow through on what we promised everyone.
Did we talk about the podcast, say you want to hang out later? Or was that in the post-show?
It might have been post-show.
Either in the post-show, we talked about it. Yeah.
No, not on the podcast. On the post-show, definitely.
Either way, you can hear us making terrible decisions.
We went to the scene of the kangaroo crime.
You got a bottle of vodka. You got a bottle of vodka.
Correct.
I also got a bottle of
juice. And we had one bottle of juice.
3 liters of orange juice and 2 bottles of vodka later.
And there were some chunky Baileys in there at some point. Someone handed me a Baileys and I remember sipping it.
There are things Ben was telling me like that, where he's like, there was just Baileys. I get no recollection of that. He goes, you threw frozen vegetables on the floor. I'm like, why?
Because you hit your head hard.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a problem. And I know exactly what the fucking problem was.
Well, let's start from the start of the night. But talk about, does the problem interrupt the flow of this journey we went on together?
No, the problem starts pretty early.
Go for it.
So I bought a nice bottle of vodka and a lot of orange juice. And I think, surely, we're not going to need more than 3 liters of orange juice for this bottle of vodka. Turns out we didn't even need that for two. Either way, we're sitting nice outside.
It was a lovely evening.
It was a lovely evening. Having a nice time. Sug was there. She's excellent.
I think we finished off the vodka before it got to dark either, didn't we?
Finish off the first bottle before we went inside. Matt has two words that killed me. Three. Clink and sink. That motherfucker said clink and sink every single time everyone's glass was just under or just above halfway. And we did it. Like idiots, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to employ a method of drinking where you just get everything drunk. You get everything you've got done drink drunk. All your drinks drunk.
And then what?
And then you just hang out and enjoy that drunk together.
But I was so drunk. But I enjoy the drinking just as much as I do the drunk.
That's not my usual go-to method.
It sounds like you're saying
it's just how. It's just what I'm using. I'm just using this as a way to cover up the fact that I fucked up.
When I said the other day, he was like, "No, I just wanted to get all the drinking done."
There was no excuse for it.
Like, no, it was nudie orange juice to start, which is the best flavored orange juice in the world.
I just forgot how much we were drinking.
It's so much.
And then before it seemed like we'd sat down for 20 minutes and that first bottle of vodka was gone.
I think it's Beck's fault. We were having a really nice time listening to tunes, talking, and then Beck showed up and all of a sudden we were all drunk. I mean, she wasn't. She was just sober and judgmental. But
Beck didn't drink a
drop. I bit Matt's hand so hard. He bled. And he thought
still see it. Still see a little scar.
He thought he punched a wall the next morning. He's like, "What happened to my hand?" And everyone was like, "What the fuck happened to your hand?" And then halfway through the day went, "Oh, I bit your hand."
I sent a picture to everyone because I had a massive bruise there that was about that big for
which is what, podcast like 10 cent pe- like 20 cent piece
50 cent piece
50 cent piece
bang on my hand. On my knuckle I had this big cut that he'd bitten me, and then right up my hand there was a giant scratch.
Mm-hmm. So the scratch must have been from Shug.
I don't know what was probably. I don't know what happened.
Not intentionally. She's an angel.
And your face was covered in black.
Yeah, Beck drove me home. And Beck drove me home, and we went to Hungry Jack's, and I got way too much Hungry Jack's that I didn't even eat, by the way. And I was picking up shit just around me, and I picked up mascara, and I tried to put mascara on me, and just missed my eyes by so much. I'll give you that photo. You want to put that photo on the Patreon? You're more than
welcome
to.
We'll do. That photo will go up on the Patreon.
Yeah. It's just like...
It was a
weird... I get drunk, but I don't often get that drunk, and I was so drunk that I couldn't stand up. I remember most things, but I can't. I couldn't stand.
The problem was this clink and sink business that you got into, and then the fact that it's orange juice, it just masks the taste of vodka completely, so you don't know how much you're drinking. And I didn't pour a single drink that night. Everyone just kept bringing me drinks.
Well, because I didn't buy any of the vodka, so I said I would make the drinks.
Right. So I had no idea how far through we were.
Oh God, yeah.
But because I knew we didn't have that much juice, so I was giving us way more vodka than we needed because I didn't think we'd get through all that. I thought we'd run out. So it was like,
I did go to the 7-Eleven.
But for that first bottle, it was half vodka, half juice.
Oh,
and
God,
we didn't even know. That's how easy the juice cut through.
Because I poured the first one and it was tasty.
Hmm.
And then you started to match it. But then the problem is once you get drunk and you're pouring, it just goes up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah. And also that Bailey's that popped in at some point.
That's only because we ran out of everything and you wanted to drink more. So I poured Bailey's and I didn't even touch it. It was gross. It was old.
It's chunky.
Chunky Bailey's. Like off milk.
The thing was, a couple of days before, I'd gotten a concussion at work. I think I spoke about that on the podcast. Yeah, I would have, yeah. So that concussion happened. And then that night, there's this chair that Ben has that's up against a bench. And the bench sits slightly above the head of the chair. So when I sit down in a chair, plop down in the chair, and my head flew back and smashed into the bench so hard that you guys all went... Like there was a real worry for a second there. I was like, no, it's fine. I knew it wasn't fine, but I didn't want to ruin the evening.
You got to tell that concuss story later.
And then, not 10 minutes later, I did it again, just as hard. And that's when you were like, I need to get you some.
Beck did that.
Have the tiniest little lump. It doesn't hurt anymore, but it hurt for a week. The lump that I left. Oh, so it's there. It's there. It's got a little touch to it. Feel it. Yeah, I smacked my head so hard twice, and it was big. You hear when a kid hits their head when a kid falls over, their head's smashing something, and everyone goes, "Oh, it's not good." Yeah. It was that for a 24-year-old man.
It was. I enjoyed myself, and I had full day. I had a weekend rehearsal the next day, and I was fucking rat shit. I actually recovered not so bad. By lunchtime, I was fine.
Mm.
Matt sent us a snap. That was entitled Shitting and Vomiting, and it had him shitting and vomiting in the snap.
It was an accurate title.
I'll put that on Patreon. Sure, why not? Why not?
I don't know if you want to put that one on.
Nah, it's going up.
Did you save that snap?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ben, how were you the next time? Yeah, you were pretty fucking blind. You were so drunk.
we put you...
Oh, God.
You passed out.
Oh, no, I remember...
I don't think it's really passing out if he makes it to his bed first.
He still passed out.
Yeah,
I just went to bed because I was done.
Everyone was there, and he still just was like,
"No, I was awake." I don't know when I fell asleep because you never really know that. But I remember you squirting me in the face with that squirty bottle.
I don't remember squirting anyone with a squirter bottle.
Yeah,
Well, I remember getting Squoat, and I know it wasn't going to be Squoat. Him, and it wasn't. Or though maybe it was you because you wanted me to book
no,
you.
No, it does sound like me.
You got Squirt.
No, I
love to squirt people with a squirter bottle. If I find one, I do love to squirt them.
We know that squirt. Of you.
He's a squirter.
Does sound like me. Reeks of me.
Yeah, because you promised me you'd get me an Uber.
Promise. I don't remember promising. I said you I would. Do, you did but say, I did agree to that.
Because yeah. we were going to be here, and then you were like, nah, come to my end. He's like, I can't afford it. And I was like, I'll buy the alcohol. You was like, I'll get you home.
And that was the whole plan.
Yeah.
Well, and I went back to my house to get the car. So we're
square. I had to get up the next morning because I said to Matt, I'd drive him to his car and then go to rehearsals. So I got up, I had showered, and then I got to my phone and it was like, don't bother coming to get me. I'm not in a good state.
I tried to call him. This was while I was sitting on pooing and vomiting, I was like, I can't get in the car right now. I need a few hours.
So you love to shit yourself in the car.
Not in an Uber. I'll shit myself in my own car, whatever.
I was up at 6 o'clock that day. You know when you're so drunk, you need to sleep, but there's not a single way you're ever getting back to sleep. Your head hurts. You need a I was doing like real bad shits just because of the drinking. It was bad.
Yeah.
My body was screaming.
I had a great time. I
enjoyed myself tremendously. Wouldn't do it again. Wouldn't do it that hard again.
Why not?
Because it's too close to having done that much.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're ready for it. You know, it's like training.
If we just buy one bottle of vodka, I'm down with that.
All right. Mix normal drinks. Jeez, bunch of fucking pussies. I must have drank the Baileys or something because I was the one that was vomiting and shitting the next day.
I was shitting.
I think I had a sip and wanted no part of it.
I think you just...
Didn't handle it.
I don't vomit. I never vomit from alcohol.
You tried to vomit the night before. I vomit most often. I'll vomit the night of. I'll drink too much beer and I'll be full.
What was worse? The that night or the night at... Was it Bruce's?
Bruce's by far.
Oh, okay.
But Bruce's a great times over. As well. It's a combination.
I drunk far more because I wasn't drunk enough to vomit that night.
Also, you were mixing your drinks that night. Yeah. At Ben's, we only had vodka, and that could only be a plus.
I was so drunk I vomited the night of at Bruce's. I didn't vomit at yours.
You did, didn't you, Ben? Did you vomit? You vomited at yours. I have a memory of you coming out of the bathroom saying I vomited upstairs.
That's an incorrect memory.
No, he tried to vomit. He was trying to get it up. He was just gagging. Or dry reaching or whatever you, I don't know, whatever you...
If I had a vomited, you would have come up to see me not on the bed in the bathroom brushing my teeth.
I always brush, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Ugh, no way. I mean, so I haven't vomited in years, but... I haven't vomited since 92. But if I do, I'm going to brush my teeth.
When you were 21?
Have you really not vomited since 92?
That's a Seinfeld reference.
Okay, I was about to say, you would have been four?
Four?
Three.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Three years old?
In the very end of that, I would have been three.
Okay. Four, three.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I mean, two.
Pretty good guess, so.
Yeah, who the fuck? You're off by 1 year. Yeah,
You're off by two years, all right?
What a fat shit. All right.
Fucking monster.
That was a great podcast, everybody. I really had a great time with you guys. There is one thing I want to mention, though.
Yeah.
I haven't told you guys about this, so you guys might not be in on it because you might not be free. But regardless of if you're free or not, on the 29th, of December,
yeah.
GMAT listeners, the 29th of December, I'll be doing a 12-hour stream.
Oofed.
Wow.
12-hour stream.
Marathon.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. We're going to probably play PUBG with Ben. We're going to do a live podcast, whether or not you guys are.
You don't even know if I'm going
to be. I just know that at some point from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m, you'll be free for a bit of PUBG.
That's true.
What date
is this again?
Ben O might be coming down for the end of the stream to do a horror game. To finish off the stream, and we'll be doing a live podcast during that 12-hour stream.
And
for whoever's available on the podcast.
The date of this again
is the 29th of December, which really isn't that far away. It's really not that far away.
29th of December. Wow. Yeah, it should be free for a lot of the day.
Yeah. So it's going to be a hoot.
Like there's a lot of time carved out for old G Aiden.
That's a 9 a.m. That's 9 a.m. No, we'll play Red Dead probably. No, I won't be able to because it's all going to go through the computer. We'll play something. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Australian time, it'll be. It'll be a huge day. It's a Saturday, 29th of December.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We'll hopefully get some donations and stuff. It'll be a hoot. It'll be a holler. That's to finish off 2018.
Because huge. 2018 that is
was,
huge.
Was a big
year for the GMAT.
Well done. Massive call.
Mm.
I like that idea.
10K, 2018, send off.
We hit 1K and 10K in 2018.
Really?
Yeah, that big deal.
That was a massive year. I didn't realize that.
A lot has happened this year.
Because the Jimmy video went viral in April.
I found my original, when you first posted that, my text message to you. I took a screenshot of it and said, I almost shit myself. I'm laughing so hard. This is the best one yet. And he said, yeah, it's all right.
That goes all right.
Literally.
So modest.
It's all right.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, don't forget, if you're listening on Anchor, you can favorite it. If you're listening on Spotify, you could favorite on Spotify. No, you can like on Spotify. So for all you Spotify listeners, because there's a lot of you.
Like it.
Press that.
Do we get any other reviews on iTunes?
I haven't checked. If you are on iTunes, leave a review. 5 stars.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not your mum. But
5 stars.
5 stars would be nice.
Just leave an honest review. Whatever you
I showered for this podcast.
Twitch.tv/TheRealGMatt is where you see the live streams. And we're streaming there Monday, Wednesday, and Saturdays. And Gameology on Thursday.
But get in, because it might be the last one.
Yeah, it could be. I just didn't do the last one.
They don't know?
They have no idea. Yeah, get an email or anything.
They are fucking pathetic.
They have no idea what's going on. and also, go over to YouTube. Make sure you watch the new video. All the videos are getting above 1,000 views now. Every single one that comes out.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's not huge, but you know, that's $10
a video.
Huge.
It's $1.
$1?
1,000 views is $1.
Righteous bucks.
Holy cunt. That's not a lot.
No, it's not.
That was $10.
No.
Ugh. YouTube is a fucking pit.
It's a hole. Goodbye, everybody.
What's wrong, hole?
Catch ya.